Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to today's In Conversation With podcast. I'm Georgie Corish-Cole, Sheerluxe's founder and CEO, and I am feeling very, very lucky to be sitting here with Najood Arimahi, who is one of Saudi's most loved creators, entrepreneurs, business owners, mothers. Najood, thank you so much for having us. I've followed you for quite a while now. I'm so thrilled to be here, and yeah, your office is totally stunning, inspiring.
Thank you so much. Thank you for coming. I'm really sad you guys are leaving tonight because there's so much to be done in Riyadh.
I know, and I said this before, I feel so privileged to be here now. I first came to Riyadh about 6 months ago. I feel like there's change already. I feel so lucky to be meeting you, everybody here, witnessing what is happening in this amazing country, in this amazing city. And we saved the best till last. Here we are.
Thank you. Honestly, alhamdulillah.
Tell me about you.
Tell me everything.
Tell me about your heritage, your early life. I know you studied in London.
Yes.
Can you set the scene for us?
So I grew up, born and raised in Saudi. I grew up here in Riyadh. I've done my master's in London. Studied in Canada for a year before that. And then we're back here.
And so you went to London in what year?
2018, I started my master's.
Okay.
I've done international marketing at King's College, London. One of the best experiences of my life, honestly. And then I moved back, and it was like moving back to a completely new place.
Can you tell us about that? Because this podcast is not only for our Sheerluxe Middle East listeners, but it's also for our Sheerluxe UK listeners. I've said several times now how excited I am to connect these two regions of the world.
Yes.
And these two kingdoms. And
true.
I know that for people here, I think there are certain questions that get quite repetitive.
Yeah.
From outsiders. So can you set the scene about what it was like growing up here as a woman and then going off to the UK and then coming back? And I think what lots of people have said to me is, we were really happy. We had wonderful lives,
yeah,
and childhoods, and it's what we knew. And you know, we're choosing new opportunities, and that's really exciting. But set the scene a little bit around how,
yeah,
what life is like.
Well, I think to begin with, we've always been that very connected community. And I feel like that's one of the blessings of growing up in Saudi in general. I grew up with my family. I grew up around the neighbors and friends.
Do you have a big family?
I do. We're
amazing.
Five brothers and sisters. We always grew up in a place that's extremely safe, extremely loving, you know, people really, really take care of each other. And I think that that's something you wouldn't really understand the value of it until you have your own family and your own kids. You know, I know if I need help, I would knock the door on my neighbor next door and they would actually offer it. So we've always been that community that's extremely generous, extremely giving. I think the thing that makes Saudis different from everyone, honestly, in the world, and that's how I view it, is we're very rooted in our culture.
Yeah.
And that's something we take so much pride in. We're very rooted in our culture and we love it. And we celebrate it. And that's not something that we're looking to change.
You just offered us dates.
I mean.
And Saudi coffee. And I love both. So yeah.
That's the least I can do, honestly. That's something that the king himself does that. And the crown prince as well. They all, like, this is really rooted in our culture.
Then at 18, you went off, did you, to university?
No, so I finished my bachelor degree here in Riyadh. I studied in Yamama University. And I studied marketing. Originally, I wanted to study interior design. At that time, everyone told me that it's not promising as an industry, specifically for a woman, because it would be hard to, you know, like be on sites and travel for like a long distance to, you know, to like see different factories and manufacturers and so on. So marketing was my second option. And honestly, alhamdulillah, I always believe that whatever God chose for you is the right choice.
Yeah.
It was the best thing I've ever done, is studying undergrad marketing and then I also did my master's degree in international marketing.
That was 4 years?
4 years. So I graduated from high school 2010. And then 2014, I finished my bachelor degree. And then I worked for about 2 years and I applied for my scholarship and then I went for my master's.
And that was in London?
Yes. Originally, I wanted to study in Canada.
Right.
Oh, that's a story.
Well, tell me why.
I wanted to study in Canada, UBC, because it was like one of the best universities as well. But then I accidentally got pregnant. I had to cancel everything and I had to move back to Riyadh. It was honestly one of the worst times in my life.
Oh, the dogs! Can we let the pups in?
They are. Oh, we need to let them in.
We need to let the pups in.
Because they're just going to yell at us.
Hello!
Where's the other one? She's going to be jealous
Hello.
Now.
Hello!
Cece!
Cece! Cece! Oh. Hi, puppies!
Yep.
Oh, my goodness me. Potatoes! Hi, come on. You can do it. Yes, well
she
done.
She loves being pampered.
Oh, my goddy. I don't think you're allowed on here, but you are right now. So you got pregnant. So Canada
so I got
was
pregnant.
Off the table.
Yeah, so I had the option to either study a week postpartum, but then I took the decision to go back home. I went back home and then I had my scholarship basically, and it took me about a year of trying to get acceptance in universities in London. The idea was in London, it takes 1 year instead of two. And I had to make my husband quit his job as well. So it was a lot of responsibility on me. He was putting a pause on his career as well.
And then what does he do?
Events management. So alhamdulillah, it turned out really well. He ended up being accepted in events management in Luton. And I got accepted to King's College and Queen Mary.
And you had your little girl with you?
Yes, I had Lulu with me.
Gosh, yes. Wow, that's a lot.
It was a lot.
But it's funny, as I said, life does sort of work out. And now
it does work out. You know, it always works out. Alhamdulillah, it always works out. And then when I got accepted to King's College, there was a prerequisite, which is the IELTS. And I hate that test, I have to tell you guys.
What test?
The IELTS.
IELTS?
Yes.
What is this?
It's like an English test for internationals.
Oh.
Yeah. They needed, I think, a 7.5 or a 7 score. And I always got in every single one but the writing. So they had a condition. And then I had to repeat that test 7 times, which is 7 pounds and riyals of like
wow.
my pocket and 7 months of studying because you have to take it every month.
And this is to do your master's, you have to complete this?
Yes.
Wow, 7 times.
It was insane.
That is dedication to
That
me.
Is dedication.
So that is dedication.
But
that
I really, really
work.
Wanted King's. I'm like, I'm not taking no for an answer.
So you got it?
I did. I got
it. You got into King's?
I got into King's, alhamdulillah. And yeah, it ended up being one of the best years of my life.
Can we go back a moment?
Yes.
And for people listening in outside of the region and in the UK particularly, can you explain what it was like for women when you left school in 2014, mm-hmm. was it?
Yes.
What was possible? There are so many misconceptions, I think, about Saudi.
100%.
And one of the reasons I feel so lucky is just to be experiencing it and meeting people like you and seeing it with my own eyes. Because as you said, you know, it's one thing to read about it, it's another thing to actually experience it firsthand.
Yeah.
But for people that aren't here, what was it like then and how is it different now?
When I was doing my master's as well, I was the only Saudi in class. So whenever I told people I'm from Saudi, it felt like they had so many questions. Questions like, oh, do you use cars? I'm like, oh my Lord, okay, yes, we do, of course.
It's a good call.
Yes. No, but I mean, there are so many misconceptions about Saudi, I agree. And woman has always been part of the community. It did change so much in the past few years in terms of the contribution of women being more visible, I would say. But women have always been part of society. I mean, King Abdulaziz, Allah yarhama, which is the founder of Saudi, used to call himself Akhu Noura, which is the brother of Noura. So he was so proud of his sister. And
is
this
that
is
right? I love that.
Yes, I mean, and this is one of the, like we have King Prince Noura University, which is named after her. And you know, it's one of the things that we're absolutely proud of. And we have women figures in society that has been icons for us, honestly. It's just that I feel within the Western media, unfortunately, because it's always written and narrated in the Western eye. Princess Rima just said in an interview, and I can't agree more, that in the past 5 years...
Can you explain who Princess Rima is for people?
So Princess Rima is our ambassador to the United States and one of the most brilliant people I know personally, to be honest. And in one of her interviews, she said that Saudi changed in the past 5 years more than the 40 years before that. And it's true. I mean, and the amount of projects and the amount of goals that are set are honestly insane, and how they're being executed. I remember being asked about Saudi, and I'm like, you guys have to come and see it. Like, I can't keep explaining it to you, you know? I'm sure you've met so many Saudi women now.
So many, I mean, and what
they're...
I've only amazing things to say, and there are also so many women in very senior positions.
Yes.
And, you know, I've said it before, I think it was Yara who said 51% of entrepreneurial businesses are run by women, but that's not just because women are suddenly choosing to be, you know, to go for it and strive and drive, but there are also women across the board. When you look at projects and the teams involved, there are so many women in really senior positions, and that's very cool to see. I would say more than I see in the UK.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I love that you can actually see it, you can sense it, but I just really want to say that women have always been part of the conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it changed. They're getting more empowered. They're given more opportunities now, 100%. But at the same time, I have known women who own businesses for so many years.
Yeah.
You're talking 15 years, 20 years, you know?
Amazing.
And they're just becoming more visible, which is good for us to see.
Well, thank you for that, because I think that's really valuable, and to hear it firsthand again is key. So you went to London, you did your master's for a year. Where did you live when you lived in London?
So I used to live in Hitchin,
right,
which is an hour and a half.
That's where I'm from.
What?
Really?
That's
yes.
Stop it. Okay, for people listening, Eloise, our wonderful, who heads up our videography team, who is standing behind every camera when we're in the Middle East.
With batatas in her hand.
With batatas in her hands, because batatas was making tip-tappy noises on the floorboards. It's from Hitchin. What a world.
See?
Hey?
Such a small world.
Isn't it?
So I used to commute from Hitchin to London, and then it became hectic, to be honest. It's like an hour and a half, isn't it?
Yeah.
Commute. And it was every day.
Yeah.
3 hours of just commuting, you needed to be there on time.
Yep.
And the reading, my God, I've never read so much in my life.
Gosh.
So I used to come back, it was right after nursery hours, my daughter was crying, she was the last one there. I hated it, so I made plans to move to London. I think 2 months later, we actually moved to London, and then my husband started commuting to Luton, but it was much easier. So I got help, and then we moved Lulwa to another nursery, which is very nearby King's College. And it was good. It was
still, that's a juggle. That was impressive.
It was a juggle, but I love juggling.
Good for you. So you finished your master's and then you moved back to Riyadh?
Yes.
And tell us about your career. As I said, you know, you have a huge following. You are so loved in this country and in this region. And you have a thriving consultancy business as well. You've got a team back there that I've met.
I love
these stunning offices. Tell us about your career, building your career here when you got back from the UK, and what that looked like and how you did it.
Okay, so I started around 2016 on social media. It was super random. Fashion was one of the industries that had a lot of stigma around it. I originally didn't want to do fashion at all, although I loved it. Like, from all my heart, I really love fashion. And I love fashion and interior and everything that is expressive. I think it's very much for me. But when I first started, I was always worried about being in fashion, so I avoided it. Like, I would talk about marketing, I would talk about businesses, I would talk about anything but fashion. But then I realized that people would often ask me about, oh, what are you wearing? Oh, where is your earring from? I think that was the moment where I was like, you know what? I'm okay with being judged. I'm okay with being in an industry that has a lot of, you know, taboo around it, let's say, you know?
Yeah.
It wasn't one of these glorified industries, at least in the region, until, like, recently.
So what, you started posting on social media?
Yes.
You started showing your outfits? Is that
I did.
Happened?
I started posting on social media. But again, when I first started, it was super random. There was no strategy. There was no end goal.
Do you ever wear an abaya? Do you ever wear a hijab?
I do. I actually really love abayas. You have no idea.
So do I.
I have tons of them. I'll show you when we go upstairs.
Oh, yeah, please.
I have 3 closets of abayas, and they're part of our culture. And as I said, we're very proud of our culture, honestly. And it's not something we're looking to change, but actually embrace.
I tried someone yesterday. I was like,
oh my God. Wait till I show you the ones that I have.
I want to see. So when you got back to Riyadh.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From London.
Yes.
You'd already been posting.
Yes. I was posting throughout my whole time in London.
And you have a huge following, like mega engaged. You have, what, 600,000 almost followers, which is huge. When did that get exciting? Was there a turning point? Yeah, what was the moment?
I had a consultation with someone that I always tell her that I owe her so much in my career, because we literally had that sit down of like, what do you want
like
to do?
Like a mentor.
Yes. It's like, what do you want to do? Okay, now we need to start working on content that is more focused on this, more focused on that. We started going out, we started shooting content together. And then I started seeing the shift happen. Creating content on social media is like a tool for you to reach your end goal. So when you're creating that content, what are you trying to tell people? And there was a lot of trial and error at the same time. So a lot of things that we've done were, you know, we expected it to like be, I would say like it has like more engagement or, you know, more active, but at the same time, it was all part of the story. It was all part of the story.
And talk to me about your consultancy business.
Yeah.
You're a luxury and a fashion consultant. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? I mean, you obviously built this great following. So I think I know what the answer will be, but tell me about that and how you grew that side of your business.
Well, I think that's my favorite question to answer at this point.
Oh,
because
good.
Honestly, I would say 7 to 8 years in the fashion industry. I've been already doing consultancy with certain brands. I was doing a lot of clienteling events and hosting, but it was never under a proper platform. It was them calling Nujood to get like, you know, the socialize, the people, the community of fashion, people who are in love with fashion. And then I realized that this is what I really love doing, which is basically, you know, it's the educational part, it's the consultancy part, it's giving back at somehow, and at the same time, it's building a business.
Yeah.
So I have an excellent relationship with a lot of brands. We've been doing this for a while now. I wanted to put it under an official platform or umbrella.
Yeah.
So CI came to life.
Spelled C-I.
C-I, which is creative influence. CI came to life because we really wanted to serve this market. A lot of consultancies are based in the region, but not really based in Saudi.
Uh-huh.
So we do believe that we are an arm here, that we can be part of this community and give back to this community, mm-hmm. help brands navigate around like the Saudi culture, where to be, how to be here, and literally creative ways to communicate with our end clients. So we see a lot of things sometimes that are repetitive. They don't really know much about Saudi because, again, it's a market that is opening up. It has been less than 10 years since Saudi opened up like to the world. So a lot of people are still trying to understand more about Saudi.
Who are some of the brands that you're working with that we might know?
We've done a lot. We've done something with Rene Cauvilla just a week ago. We've done in the opening for their store in Kingdom. We've done the Cartier Ramadan Majlis, which is their annual Ramadan event that they do for like high-end clients and socialize. So we've done the hosting for them.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah. And we've also done Prada the past month. And now we have a lot of upcoming events. We have something with a hotel that I absolutely love.
Ooh.
We're bringing to Saudi, inshallah, soon.
Amazing.
Yes.
Let us know who.
We will, inshallah, as soon as it's all in place.
Amazing.
But then who else? We have Al Waleed Philanthropy as a client. We're working on something very special with them.
So with Prada, with Cartier, you are helping them in this region, in this country, you're helping them really understand Saudis and what they want and how to engage with them and connect with them and build experiences that.
Yes, I mean, these are one of the best brands in the world, obviously, yeah. both of them. And they have a lot of experience, which I absolutely love. And they've been in the market for a long time. But then our objective is to also connect them with more clients, is to build their relatability to the right audience. Sure. And then to always do things in a creative way, 100%. You know, and just these small tweaks that would make even a small event would make it a bit more personal.
Yeah. And you're also, I hear, a friend of Cartier. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That's very cool.
Yes, honestly, I've been so in love with the brand for so long. I mean, the panther, the energy of the panther, the beauty of it is always something that interested me. And we're actually together working now on the Benoit watch, which is one of my favorites. I'm wearing it all the time. You have no idea. It's just a beautiful...
Shout out for Cartier. I'm also sitting here with a few Cartier.
I think it's one of the most timeless...
I mean, how can you not love Cartier?
How can you not love it? I agree.
It's Cartier, you know, full stop.
100%.
Tell me, you have a really stunning office.
Thank you. You're
known in Riyadh for your office. I tell you, you've been the talk of the town.
No.
Well, we've been here and this wonderful environment that you have next door. Mm-hmm. You have a very lovely team. We've met some of them today. Yeah. How have you sort of proactively created this atmosphere, been a good leader? Yeah, tell me about that. Tell me what advice you have for others.
So basically working in an office, I know the things that made me less motivated, I'd say. And I really wanted to cut them all out here. I wanted to create a very comfortable environment. I want the girls to feel safe and in a space where they can share. And we get so many beautiful ideas from them because at the end of the day, we sit on a table and you saw the wall, we all like scribble in it and we come up with ideas and we see the best ways to actually execute them. And I think that's the power of Sai, honestly. It's the girls, it's them at the end of the day. We have an amazing team, so capable. And we do have our fun in the office, honestly. You have to see our movie nights and our Thursday activities.
I can imagine. Can I ask you some other lifestyle sort of quick fire questions?
Absolutely.
How do you juggle motherhood? You've got two girls, you've got a huge following on social media, you've got your team here. I briefly met your husband. You look blissfully happy, the two of you. How do you juggle all of that?
Oh, I don't. To be very honest, I don't believe in that balance, you know? It's that...
Nor me.
The balance, you know, like, oh, I'm gonna balance everything. You don't balance. There are some days where I'm 100% at the office and we have a project in 3-4 days or a week and I have to give all my time and energy here. I know by default that means I'm gonna spend less time with my kids and less time with my husband.
Yeah.
And less time focusing on the crap and less time focusing on my content and less time focusing on projects that can be, you know, it's an opportunity cost. Yeah. But at the same time, the next day or when I'm done with the project, it's like me and the girls. I don't care. Like, I don't care if things are gonna, you know,
yeah.
Something's gonna happen. But yeah. This time is for me and the girls and it's time for us to spend some time together. Yeah. Similarly, when I'm like out with my friends, I try to be like out with my friends, you know? Yeah. Although sometimes I'd be like working and they judge me a lot for it. But, you know, I try my best to know that I cannot balance everything out.
It ebbs and flows, doesn't
it?
That's the reality, I think, for most,
most
working mothers, wives, friends. How would you describe your fashion style? You look amazing.
Can you
tell me about your style? Tell me about your approach to style.
Yes. I'm very often drawn to classic pieces. Anything vintage would automatically be a yes for me. But at the same time, I like to also mix that, you know, like super classic, let's say a super classic bag with a fun outfit or vice versa. A very classic outfit, maybe a fun bag, maybe a fun shoes, maybe a fun hairstyle. So it's always that mix for me.
Tell me what you're wearing today.
I am wearing my favorite jeans, which is Saint Laurent. Guys, I can't tell you how much
I love them.
They just hug you, honestly.
They look great.
And they make your legs taller, and I'm not that tall. And anyway, and then I'm wearing this blazer from Material Tbilisi. It's a very cool brand, by the way. I love them.
I don't know it. I will look into it.
You have to know it. You have to buy it. They're insane.
And your tank?
Is Bottega.
Nice.
It's a very good quality.
And these flats.
We
have listeners and we have
Fendi
viewers.
New
Wow,
flats.
That come with an anklet.
And they come with an anklet and they're so comfortable. I even took them with me to Maldives and they look fantastic.
They are
so
fabulous.
That's the outfit.
You look great. And what's your approach to beauty? Do you have any beauty rules you live and die by?
I like to do my own makeup in general. Because I just feel like I know my face better. Does that make sense?
I had my makeup done recently by a glam team and I went and washed it off.
Yeah, you did your own. I get it. I mean, look, when I'm in Paris or when I'm in like in an event, I absolutely trust that I have like a fantastic team.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch my face after. But in the like in general, I prefer doing my own makeup. I like glowy, soft, subtle, accentuates your beauty rather than,
yeah,
you know.
I know. I always say to my 13-year-old, I'm like, you want to see the girl when she walks into the room and not the makeup.
You're right.
That is the key. Do you have any style icons, anyone you follow who inspires you when it comes to curating your own wardrobe?
I have style icons that I absolutely love. My ultimate style icon is Audrey Hepburn.
Oh,
she is my girl. She is my, honestly, like, I can't get enough from the hats to the chic. And then you know what I love about her?
The gloves.
She wears the outfit, it doesn't wear her.
Yeah.
And I love that. Yeah. And then nowadays, it's definitely Zendaya. Oh my God.
I love
that girl. That girl kills it every single time.
Every time. Every time. Break off it.
Because she also wears the outfit so well. So you know, she's not like, you know.
So true.
Even when she wore the Mugler.
Yeah.
You know, like.
I know.
Suit that is like all, I don't know, like, I don't know how she carried it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she carried it so well.
She's.
It just looked so graceful on her.
For sure. Yeah, agreed. Do you have any brands, any Saudi brands that we should be sharing with our listeners?
Oh my God, yes. So many. Can I list them?
Can you give me 3, 5?
10. Can we do 10?
Go.
Ashi Studio for couture.
Yes.
100%. Abadia for sustainable, beautiful, gorgeous pieces.
I was lucky to wear an Abadia dress.
My God. Yeah. Abadia is insane. I love her. Shahad is amazing. And then you have Yusuf Akbar. If you want glam, you know, glam is Yusuf Akbar. And then you have Anoud Salem. I absolutely love her for like that flowy, feminine, you know, like I just love her pieces. Hadid Al-Hussein, if you want a good, nice suit, something structured.
Okay, Elaine in my team is going to be like typing these down.
You need to take them. I'll share all their Instagrams, I'll share all their accounts. And then you have Calf by Calf if you want something super avant-garde. Okay. Super avant-garde, okay. Like insane avant-garde. And then you have Arwa Al-Ammari, which is Aram Designs, if you want something super patterned and cultural and it has a lot of structure. Oh, who else? Guys, I don't want to leave anyone. There are so many. And then there is
accessories.
Chador.
Wow. Chador.
Yes.
Not Chador.
No, it's Chador.
Chador. Okay.
It's Chador. Accessories. You have Dania Shinkar, the girl who has like the bags.
Okay.
And then the last one, I would say, Saudi designer that I absolutely love. Oh, there's an upcoming Saudi designer. I feel like she's really up and coming. Her name is Banan.
Okay.
I've worn a lot of her pieces. Wow. It's that like Queen Rania vibe.
Oh, I love Queen Rania. Yes. She is one of my...
That's Banan.
Queen Rotfield, Queen Rania.
Yeah.
Used to be Olivia Palermo. She's gone quite quiet in recent years.
What happened to her?
I don't know. Her and her beautiful husband. I used to love. Can you tell me one thing on your wish list right now?
The Raw Margot bag for size 15 in color burgundy.
Okay.
Very specific.
She knows what she wants.
Yes, she does.
And finally, leave us with something pensive, some words of wisdom.
I would honestly say that fear is often very contagious. And just be careful not to absorb other people's fear and take it into your life as your own. And the second thing, something that my dad tells me, and I never forget it all my life. I remember the first time I went into like advertisement. And I went back home after a certain amount of time and I'm like, but I feel like it's not for me and it's not really marketing. And my dad was like very quiet and chill and he was reading the newspaper and he's like, great, just cross it off your list. And I'm like, what does that mean? He's like, on to the next one. Unless you don't like this one, okay. Try sales, try events, try something else. So I think once you do something, you get to really know if it's for you or if it's not for you.
It doesn't have to be for life.
No, it's just if you do something you don't like it, then fantastic. Yeah. You know that it's not for you and you get to move on.
Yeah. Life's too short. Najud, thank you.
Thank you.
What a treat.
Oh my God,
down.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Your
I'm
dream.
So happy you
thank
guys
you.
Came.
Thank you.
Next time you need to stay longer, please.
And for now, you promised to show me your wardrobe. So I'm going to say that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, leave a comment, tell your friends to listen to, and we will be back soon. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.